The gentle snapping of the injured thumb pendulette.
The tacit tones.
Michael Gadeau sitting across from me. We're on the Free FM, CBS Radio. Phone number is 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. If you don't have the letters on your phone or you can't spell PEN, 866-570-PEN, 7366. If you have a computer, you can always type into us, penradio@gmail.com. Michael Gadeau is glued to the computer reading your comments.
That's right.
And penradio.com is where you can go for all your Penn Radio needs. Penn is with two N's, as always. And, you know, this is a big deal today. If you happen to be listening, which is, this is a very nutty thing to say, but I think it's the right show. If you happen to be listening right now to Air America, which is insane. If you have two radios on and you listen to Air America, well, first of all, that's insane because nobody listens to Air America. And second, why would you have two radio shows on? Why would you have one radio show on that's liberal and one radio show that's fairly
nuts?
Yeah.
One liberal and one stupid.
There's redundancy. So my dear friend, Lawrence O'Donnell Jr., is hosting the Al Franken Show right now live. Going up again. So many of you just turned your radios right over to
go. Yeah, nice job.
But Lawrence O'Donnell is right now giving me full and complete credit for being the first person to publicly say Iraq was exactly like Vietnam with just worse music. And Ted Kennedy, of course, picked up that cry, I think, a year after I said it. He became the first politician to say it. And tonight in the speech, you know, I have my sources. So I have a copy right here of the president's speech tonight that he's going to be giving. And I'm going to give away little pieces of it as we go. Gadeau's got a copy, too. But I've been told that many of our listeners either worked on the speech or have copies of the speech that Bush is going to give tonight. And there's some very, very surprising things in it. And if you have a copy of the speech, or you worked on the speech, or you're in the president's office, because as you know, we're broadcast in D.C. We're
yes.
huge in D.C. If you have absolute facts on what George Bush is going to say, please call 866-570-PEN 7366. But I don't want any prank calls. I want you to come on and swear
only
to God.
Only the real deal.
Swear to God. Just like when we had the Rumsfeld Day and people called up with those absolutely true stories. Swear to God. Swear to God that you have the real information about the speech tonight, just so we get a scoop on Air America. We're competing directly with Air America. They're talking about what they think George Bush is going to say tonight, and about him coming
right.
up.
And a lot of our listeners are on the hotline. They know exactly what the speech is.
They know exactly what the speech is
going to
be.
Many of the writers are listeners.
You can use a false name if you like, but you need to swear to God that you worked on the speech and know what he's going to say tonight. And one of the things that's surprising is he's sending in monkeys. He listened to our show yesterday.
A surge of monkeys.
He's sending in, he will announce tonight he's sending in 200,000 armed monkeys into Baghdad. That's part of what he will announce in the speech. Swear
to God. 120,000 of them are spider monkeys.
Right.
Which is the serious monkey.
Right. They have, the, they have the prehensile tail.
Yeah.
And they will have body armor on their tail.
They'll be spray painted black.
Spray painted black.
Like sure. ninjas.
Like ninja. Ninja monkeys, amazing. Spider monkeys. They'll be going in. This is all going to be part of Bush's speech tonight. So you're going to want to listen. You're going to want to hear Bush talk about sending
in the
monkeys.
It should also be mentioned that these are not spider monkeys like you're thinking spider monkeys. These are spider monkeys like Spider-Man. They were actually exposed to radioactive spider bites.
Bitten by radioactive spiders. What the government did, and Bush is going to explain this tonight. The government developed a whole strain of radioactive spiders,
right.
And they all bit. I guess they bit chimpanzees, right?
Yeah.
So these are spider monkeys, or not in the sense of spider monkeys. Like
they're not spiders or monkeys.
No, but they're a combination of the two. They have eight arms and legs, and they'll be going in and attacking the Iraqis.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe it if I didn't have the speech in front of me.
Yeah,
right
we
here.
Have the speech in front of us, and we know for a fact. So if you have any other information from Bush's speech tonight, we'd love to hear it. But please, you have to be willing to swear to God that it is absolutely 100% true and you're positive, because any nut could just call.
Yeah, because we can't really check.
We can't check
to see if anybody's telling the truth or not.
So we're waiting for, we got a few calls coming in. We'll wait for a few more. 866-570-PEN-7366. Apple stock is rising. Well, one, they've Absolutely. Got the iPhone is coming out.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's really beautiful. Great. It's really beautiful. I haven't touched one yet, but I will probably buy one because, you know, it's only $500.
There you go.
For a phone that should cost $89, it's only $500. It's only really six times what you'd expect.
Well, I'm in luck. I just bought a Trio, and it'll be a year and a half before I can get a new phone.
And then they also came out with the Apple TV.
Right.
But you got to buy the Apple TV. So you can load all the stuff you don't want to watch on your computer, and now you can not want to watch it.
Yeah. Well, this is really convenient because you can not watch it a lot smaller. It takes up a lot less.
No, the Apple TV.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
Puts it on the widescreen. Puts anything on your computer. It's like what the sound was at all. So, that's going to be coming out. But the reason that Apple stock is going to absolutely surge, and we'll use the word surge because Bush is so big on that, is they've come out with, you've seen the tiniest iPods, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they come out with even smaller ones.
Right. They come out with the chips, right?
They're just barely a chip. They're barely the size of a grain of rice. And they have speakers in them, and you can actually hear them. And they are being inserted into women's breasts, which is fabulous because women have been complaining for years that we always look at their breasts and don't listen to them. So this will be a big... If we have any calls, for Christ's sake?
We have emails coming in already.
Save me! Save me, Jesus! Oh, after you tell a joke like that, you know, it's very hard not to have the Spirit of Jesus Christ visit you.
Well, you know, we have an email already from Christopher, who is a friend of President Bush's.
A friend, okay.
Yeah, and
he worked on the speech?
Well, no. The president just called him last night to discuss some of the
details. Oh, okay.
And he says that the president called last night and promised a chicken in every pot and two hookers in every bed.
Oh, did he? Did he?
I, for one, see a bright future for our nation. So Christopher's optimistic.
Good, so that's what it'll be. He'll be talking about hookers.
He says
tonight.
He swears to God that this is true.
Swears to God that's true. And he can also...
President called him last night.
You don't necessarily...
That's an honor.
You don't have to necessarily swear to God. You could also swear on Thomas Jefferson's Koran. You could also do that. You're welcome to do that. Let's take a phone call. We have Ron. How you doing, Ron? This is Ben Gillette. What do you got on the speech tonight, Ron?
Hey, Ben. Love the show. And, I was doing some golf here with Bushy. And
you just what?
He says... Huh?
Say again?
It was snowing. Me and Bushy were enjoying the snow.
Uh-huh.
And, he told me that the monkeys are definitely a go.
Uh-huh, good.
But he's going to send in Cheney afterwards and tell him it's a bird shoot. And he said there's absolutely no doubt that he will definitely get Osama.
Okay, good. So we're going to send in Cheney with a bird shoot and put Osama behind him. Is that correct?
Yep.
Now, Ron, I don't want nuts calling. Do you swear to God this is true?
Sure.
Okay.
peanut butter.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ron.
One of the details that he left out, and this is an important one, is that Cheney has been sent in with the new SeasonShot.com. Have you seen
SeasonShot.com?
Yeah, he's going in with the Season Shot.
Did we talk about that on the radio?
I don't think we talked about it on the radio. Well, yeah. We may have.
I want my nephew to get Season Shot. Season Shot is this. What is the URL?
SeasonShot.com.
SeasonShot.com. This is pellets that you shoot out of your shotgun that have flavor in them.
So, Cheney has been sent in with Cajun spices in his shotgun.
So, Cheney with the Season Shot shotgun with Cajun. So Osama bin Laden will be
when we're done with him, he'll be Cajun flavored.
I like the fact that Bush is claiming now in the speech that I'm looking in front of me that Osama bin Laden is in Iraq. That's crazy enough. But also adding to that he should shoot him with Season Shot. But I guess they hanged Saddam Hussein so quickly that they didn't have time to shoot him in the butt with Cajun spice. So this will be...
We also had garlic, teriyaki, and honey mustard, so we could have shot him with any of those flavors.
Does Bush explain why we're using Cajun shot?
Well, he said that's his personal favorite.
Okay.
You know,
because I thought it might have something to do with kind of the payback for what he did in New Orleans. Yeah. You know, not helping those people out. He's going to shoot Osama bin Laden's ass.
Right. In their name.
Yes. In their name, yes. Yeah. So it's the Cajun
that's
thing.
Support for New Orleans.
Little support for New Orleans. And see, that's a little tiny iPod that plays music with the speaker.
Going back to
that you put right into the breast. Let's talk to Chester. What's up, Chester?
Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Well, we're trying to find out what's going to be exactly in Bush's speech tonight. You have any inside information?
Definitely. Before the monkeys are set in, we want to confuse the Iraqis.
Uh-huh.
and we're going to drop garbage bag-sized LSD crystals into their communities.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be just any LSD, though. It is.
Well, because that's why I get it now. Her house burned down so they could get her out of there. Is that right?
Absolutely. Bush burned down the house so that she wouldn't have anywhere to go.
I see. That's a really good plan. And he's going to admit all this tonight?
Absolutely.
Now, are you you close to the president? Are you a speechwriter? What's your job, Chester?
When you say we're close, that's kind of an understatement.
I see. Okay. Well, say no more. But he won't be announcing that in the speech tonight, will he?
I hope not. My mom doesn't know yet.
Okay. Okay.
Been trying to keep it a secret.
Well, that's very respectful of Bush. If nothing else, he's respectful. But he will announce the LSD going in before the monkeys. And just, I mean, Chester, I hate to do this formality, but you do swear to God this is true, right?
And not only do I swear to God, I swear to my dog, which we all know is God, because dog and God are spelled the same.
Okay. They are spelled the same, although in a different order. But order doesn't matter, either with LSD and monkeys, or with George Bush, or with the spelling of dog and God. Thank you so much, Chester, for the inside information. 866-570-PEN-7366. This is a scoop. We have to scoop Air America. Air America is today talking about what Bush might say in the speech tonight, and we have for sure what he's going to say. We have the speeches in front of us. We have people calling in. We have George Bush's gay lover called in, Chester, and explained that they're going to drop LSD that's tied in with Suzanne Summers, which ties in with the house burning down. Monkeys are going in. Spider monkeys, not...
It's surprising that they're so loose with all this information.
It is.
You know, I mean, I just don't understand it. No, why aren't they plugging up these leaks?
Because it doesn't make any difference. It's going to come out tonight. And, you know, you can see. So if you're listening to Air America right now, switch over to this show, because we're telling you the real actual deal.
Right, we're 7 hours ahead of the president.
We're 7 hours ahead of the president, which is, you know, saying when we say that Ben Gillette and Mike Godot are 7 hours ahead of the president, that means we're only 37 days behind the rest of the country, which is not bad at all. We're doing a fine job. And I think do you have any more emails you want to read there?
Well, they're coming in, yeah.
Yeah, so. These are from speechwriters or what? What do you got?
Well, yeah, this is for a fellow who works for a multimedia company near Washington, D.C., and he has seen a copy of the speech.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, be no surprise to anyone that Bush will admit he is responsible for the deaths of thousands of innocent people, that he is resigning immediately, and that he will commit ritual suicide on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, I hadn't actually gotten to the end, but maybe that's the last page. I haven't gotten there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I haven't gotten that far in the speech.
Well, after you announced the surge and the spider monkeys and so on, I'm a slow reader, so I hadn't got there yet. But ritual suicide on YouTube.
Yeah.
Now, I should make this very clear so people don't misunderstand that that doesn't mean that YouTube comes and shoots it. It means he's going to probably shoot it with his wife or Cheney, or probably with Chester, who called in earlier. He will shoot that, and then they'll submit it to YouTube, and then we'll all vote.
He's pretty ineffective at most things. He might not actually complete the suicide and then post it on YouTube himself.
That's true. 866-570-PEN-7366. We want absolutely true, swear-to-God, no-kidding stories about what Bush is going to say tonight in his big monumental speech about the surge of spider monkeys and LSD going into Iraq with Cheney. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, what's your relationship with President Bush?
Yes, I'm actually the proofreader of the speech.
Oh, good.
I finished proofreading it a couple hours ago.
Uh-huh.
How's his spelling?
His spelling's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
But, he's going to bring up Project Maida. And what this is they've actually brought Saddam back to life,
uh-huh.
And they've combined him with the Terminator,
uh-huh.
And he's going to blow up the country that way.
Okay,
wow.
So it's
Terminator style.
Now, by Terminator, do you mean the robot character, or do you mean Arnold Schwarzenegger?
The robot.
Oh, the robot. So it's going to be Terminator and Saddam Hussein put together. Is that right?
Put together, correct.
Okay.
And then they're going to release a movie afterwards.
Okay, so and that'll help pay for the war, of course.
Exactly.
He's nothing if not cagey. He's just very, very cagey. So first the LSD goes in, then the spider monkeys, and then the Terminator.
Terminator Saddam.
Saddam. And then it'll be ritual suicide. Saddominator? Is that what you call it? Saddominator? That's pretty good.
Yes.
Saddominator. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Jessica. You didn't make this up, did you? I mean, you swear to God
this is
true.
No, this is absolutely true. And also to go along with it, They actually have this chemical that they're going to spray that will turn all the Iraqis gay and be too busy having gay sex.
Okay. That's a big help. So they have the gay spray as well. Is that right?
Right. The gay spray.
Well, thank you so much, Jessica. You know,
the studies on rams were for to develop the gay spray.
The gay spray.
We couldn't divulge that yesterday.
I will just. We got a lot of calls coming in. We have a lot of information. We have scooped Air America. We have scooped the lowest rated network that's ever existed on planet Earth. We've scooped them. So Lawrence O'Donnell would be very sorry that he's going with this whole thing. But we have a lot of what Bush is doing. But do you know the gay spray joke? You know the gay spray joke that Mac King does all the time?
No.
This is the greatest practical joke you can do. And I've done it to several people. And it's fabulous. When you're out with a group of guys... And this is probably also good for a group of women. You're with a group of guys, and you're just like having coffee or something, mm-hmm. hanging out. You go into the restroom. This is a Mac King gag. You go to the restroom, and you come out, and you start feeling your neck and sniffing and going and looking really kind of out of it after you come out of the men's room. And you just keep doing that. And don't ever tell them anything that happened. Wait till they ask you. And they go, "What's up with you, man?" And you go, "You know, it was really weird. Nothing. It was nothing." And they go, what was it? He goes, it was nothing. Nothing at all. You go, "No, come on, man. What was it?" "It's nothing. It's no big deal. Did you see a guy coming out of the men's room with like a leather jacket and like a lot of mousse in his hair right after I went in?" And they go, "No, we didn't see him." And you go, "Okay, it's okay. It was just weird, man." And you go, "What?" He goes, "Well, I was in the restroom standing next to the guy at the urinal. And I go over and wash my hands." He's washing his hand next to me. And he turns to me and he goes, "Hey, I like what I saw." And you go, "Okay, man, listen, I'm not gay." And he reaches into his leather jacket and he pulls out this little spray and he sprays it on my neck and goes, "Shh, now you are, and runs out. It was just creepy. I can't really smell it. You keep touching your neck and sniffing. And then they go, what is that? What's that all about? What's that gay spray? I mean, what do you mean? He sprayed you on the neck?" And you go, "Yeah, I don't even know what it was." You'll finally go, I can't even smell it. Can you smell it?" And one of your friends will come over, they'll go to your neck, they'll put their nose in, and they'll sniff. And that puts their face right there, and then you turn and kiss them full on the mouth and grab the back of their head. And I did it to my friend Ron Gomes in front of a big group of people, and it was so funny. And Lance did it. Matt King did it to Lance.
Yes.
Or John. Lance, yeah. Johnny did it to Lance. It is the greatest gag there could ever be. So speaking of gay spray, try that. And try it on the biggest, meanest friend you have. And, of course, if women do it, it's really unbelievably sexy. It's just a fabulous thing to just come out. And do you smell that? Now you are. And if you act it really well, it works really great. Mm-hmm. My goal in life is to do that gag to Tony Fitzpatrick in Chicago.
A nice
ex-boxer, mean, really tough guy.
Yeah,
you
nobody
know?
Tell him.
Nobody tell him. He listened to the show for the first few months that we were on. Then he got busy, so he's not listening now. But next time I see Tony, I intend to do the gay spray thing. And, of course, if he is listening, he'll have a... We have all the phone lines absolutely full. We're going to take a lot of calls. 866-570-PEN, 7366. And we're talking about what Bush's speech is going to be tonight. Only call if you have real, swear to God, inside information. Or if you're going to do the gay spray thing, you can call us up anytime and tell us how that came out. This is Penn Jillette and Mike Godeau on CBS Radio, Free FM. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Free FM CBS Radio with Michael Godeau sitting across from me. Our favorite Cajun, 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. For those of you who tuned in late, we have some very, very accurate inside information about what Bush's speech is going to be tonight. As you know, and I was the first to say it publicly, Iraq is just Vietnam. We've been mired down in there. Tonight, Bush is going to give his big speech with the Democrats now in charge of the Hill. We're going to hear what he's going to say, and we have a lot of inside information. As you know, we're on in D.C., and a lot of people are listening to our show there, worked on the speech, or in one case, our lovers of George Bush, and they are calling us and giving us inside information. This is all because on Air America, my friend Lawrence O'Donnell Jr. is on right now doing the Franken show, and he has talked about me saying it was Vietnam, and we wanted to. They're talking about on that show what Bush might say, so we're trying to scoop them and tell exactly what people are going to say, what Bush is going to say tonight.
Right, and we have a good email. This is from another fellow named Michael, and he's on the inside. He says the president will announce tonight that he is sending the Justice League of America, including Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and Aquaman into Iraq, and they are expected to conquer it within 72 hours. So,
what about Green Lantern?
Green Lantern was apparently booked.
Okay,
he's doing a keynote at a university.
Okay. But are they going in before or after the spider monkey?
Well, that's not actually noted on here.
Yeah, well, a lot of times Bush will talk about different parts.
Well, it could be different fronts.
Different,
you know, it could be coming from different directions.
Sure. So you're not really sure what the Justice League is.
I'm a little worried about Aquaman going into the desert, but
he's done. They'll take him in a tank or something.
In a cup of water
or something. Yeah, something like that. Let's talk to Pat. Hello, Pat. This is Penn.
Hi, Penn.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I was not involved in writing the speech. However, I did proofread it.
Oh, you did proofread it. So you were also on with Jessica proofreading. And how was this? How was the spelling and punctuation?
It was okay. He kept spelling Iraq with a K.
Okay.
And I dropped a lot of prepositional mm-hmm. phrases. You know, ended a lot of sentences with of.
Yeah.
Which didn't seem to go anywhere, but that's the way it is. They don't. But he, in addition to Iraq, he's going to talk about the economy
mm-hmm.
and the fact that he's getting a large infusion of money into the economy thanks to a deal he's set up with this guy he's emailed from, been emailing back and forth in Nigeria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that guy.
Yeah. I think we got that letter, and he's following up on it.
He is. He sees it advance, you know, being a great improvement for our economy. He's given them all the information on for the Treasury Department. You know,
yeah, sent them the Treasury Department's bank account number.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
That'll work really well.
That'll work really great. That's a big infusion of money. That's a very good idea. So that's good. So that'll be in Bush's speech tonight too. Thank you. So, Pat, you're not a nut just making this up. You swear to God this is true, don't you?
I swear on the copy of The Secret Life of Houdini that I just started reading.
Okay, good. That's a good book, too. I'm glad you read it. Ratso's a good one. I mean, sorry, Larry Sloman. He's only called Ratso in private. Okay, thank you so much, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Wow, that's a really great idea. You know, I've gotten those emails, and they always seem to me to be like they were going to be some sort of scam.
Right.
But, you know, the president would know. So if he gives the Treasury...
He wouldn't be fooled by that.
No. Hey, Penn and Godot, the international press is now reporting that Bush's new Iraq strategy is to take the war to a whole new level by deploying FEMA to Center City, and he intends to deputize thousands of Allstate and State Farm claims adjusters to hold various neighborhoods and city blocks. Strategic Air Command is already loading C-17s with Winnebagos and Airstream trailers. Stay tuned. That's Brent from Canada who's giving us that inside information.
And he
doesn't actually swear to God that it's true in that email message, so I will swear to God that it's absolutely true.
Okay, well, here's an independent confirmation. This is from ML, and he claims, I can confirm the existence of the Terminator Saddam hybrid. The working code name is now LCS, the lowest common Saddominator. And the finishing touches are being worked out currently in Area 52. Area 51 is a decoy.
So
ML has a lot of information. That's a lot of
secret. How much of that is he going to announce in the speech tonight?
Well, we don't know how much he's going to announce in the speech tonight, but we've clearly scooped the world on this.
We certainly have. And does he swear to God it's true?
He doesn't.
Will you?
I will. Okay. I will vouch for him.
Okay, good.
I know ML.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
Good.
I think he's a guy.
ML is initials?
It's initials. Emil.
So when you said ML, I thought it was like Emil, you know, like ML. You were just doing like some sort of Cajun Kunas pronunciation.
Of Emil, yes.
Yeah, something like Emil.
That's my friend Emil.
But it's actually, those are...
I'm not that continental, I'm sorry.
Those are the initials. Continental? Who says continental? No one in the world says continental.
I'm just continental. Maybe I am that continental. I just didn't realize
maybe
it until I used the word
precisely continental. I'm going to go over to CES this afternoon. I'm going to hear Brian Wilson play. Brian Wilson's
really?
Going to play over the Gibson tent.
Brian Wilson's in town?
Brian Wilson's in town.
And you're
going to
go
town.
See him?
I'm going to go see over the Gibson tent, and maybe I'll play a little guitar.
You don't have
something.
Time. We have to work this afternoon.
I know we do. I'm going to try to go over after that. We'll have to write fast. We have a Bulls hit writing session. And maybe I'll try the gay spray gag on Brian Wilson.
I don't think this is going to turn out the way you were hoping.
Smell my neck. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PENradio@gmail.com. PENradio.com. Call in. We want to find out what Bush is going to say tonight in the speech. Please, we don't want nuts calling in just making up garbage. We want you to swear to God the information you have is really true. What, do you got something there?
Oh, yeah, I got a good one. This one, this is from Nick. And he swears on a copy of The God Delusion that Bush will reveal some new pivotal technology being used in the war on the terror. He'll start off to say that he's fighting the war on terror with a custom cable box that the NSA can use to see which news channel any American watches. That's how they're fighting the war on terror.
That's a good idea.
They're going to see which news channel you're watching.
That's a good idea. So. That's good. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, do you have inside information on what Bush is going to say tonight?
Yes, I'm actually in charge of training Monkey Group C.
Okay, oh good.
Wow. Yes, and we've come up with these guns, actually. Very high target for the throat, and they shoot pretzels out at the Iraqis.
They're going to choke and the Iraqis with
it
pretzels.
Chokes them. Exactly.
Wow.
And you didn't just make this up, did you?
No. I'm in charge of Monkey Squad C. I've been doing training monkeys in military battle for the last 5 years.
Okay, cool. And they're shooting pretzels to choke the Iraqis. And have you announced that tonight in the speech?
Exactly. It's going to be, it's in part C of the speech. He'll be covering it somewhere in the middle there.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you. Well, Sarah seemed to know what she was doing.
She
There's
did.
No doubt about it. She's actually training Monkey Group C. And
yeah,
shooting,
she had that kind of the 007 accent.
She did. Kind of, she did kind of have that kind of thing, that kind of thing going on. I've been watching all the 007 movies. They were, my TiVo caught them because I have in my TiVo. This is so embarrassing. I have in my TiVo to just automatically keyword 007 to pull anything that has that. So I just do. I'm sorry. Is that embarrassing?
It certainly is, since every show that came out in 2007 is going to be recorded on your TiVo.
No.
Yes,
is that right?
It contains 007. Everything that comes out this year will be recorded by your TiVo.
Good. I'll be up to date then.
You're going to need a new one.
I'll be up to date.
You need a bigger hard drive.
I need a bigger hard drive. And who doesn't? Okay, let's go to James. James?
Yeah.
What do you know about the Bush speech tonight? What's going to be on there?
Well, actually, you know, he's my real father. I call him Papa. My mother was his maid, kind of illegal from Mexico. So, you know, I might as well tell you that.
Okay.
But my favorite video is Hasselhoff's "Get Into My Car" that I saw when I was on vacation in the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
And I know you're a big fan of him too.
Sure, huge
so
fan.
I told him the first thing he needs to do is show that video. It's great.
So he's gonna start showing Hasselhoff's "Get Into My Car" video. That's the way Bush is starting the speech.
Oh, it's the best.
Because our copy of the speech says, you know, parentheses video at the top of it. We thought that just meant that the video cameras came on, but he's showing a Hasselhoff video at the top.
Yeah, that's it. It's a great video. I mean, it'll drive them nuts. It's so sexy. He's the best, and the women in there are incredible.
Okay, well, good. We're looking forward to that. So, Bush, that's a very good. You swear to God, this is true, right, James?
Oh yes, of course I do.
Okay, thanks. So that's great. That's really cool. That he's going to be showing the video of Hasselhoff. Do you know what he's talking about? Giving my car the Hasselhoff.
I haven't seen it. No, but
I haven't seen it either. But if Bush likes it, it's A-okay, okie dokie with me.
Well, Hasselhoff's coming to town. You know, he's going to be starring in the producers.
The producers. I know. He's going to be in the producers here. And,
this is world premiere tonight. Are we really that topical? Wow,
yeah.
No wonder Bush has included that in the address.
Sure,
it's a little world boost for the producers.
Well, the world premiere.
He's probably getting kickbacks on that. Oh, the video producer.
What the video?
Patrick is talking.
Patrick's
to us,
talking
right?
to us. Patrick, what are you saying to us, Patrick? Oh, Bush is doing the world premiere of the video. But what about Hasselhoff and the producers? You know nothing about that. Nothing about that, okay. Well, that's what we're making very clear what we know on this show, what we don't know. We know everything about what Bush is going to say in his speech tonight. We know nothing about David Hasselhoff and the producers here in Vegas.
It's on the billboard. That's what we know.
We know. We know it's on the billboard. If it's on the billboard, we've read it. Otherwise, Bush's speech, we know it really well. Got a lot of phone calls coming in. I guess it's because we're big in D.C. We have a lot of information coming in from the White House, what Bush is going to say, starting with the Hasselhoff video. He's going to discuss getting money from the Nigerians, the Spider Monkeys, the Justice League of America, the LSD, and the Denominator, right?
Yep.
The lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
Those are all going to be, plus FEMA's being sent in. We'll find out more after this. 866-570-PEN, 7366. Call him with your information about George Bush. This is Ben Gillette and Mike Godot on CBS Free FM. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Big Free FM, CBS Radio. 866-570-PEN, 7366, sitting across from Michael Godot. We are having people call in and give us previews of Bush's speech tonight. This is no guessing what they're going to say. We're only having people call in willing to swear to God they have inside information. Many people call in who've worked on the speech. We had two proofreaders call in. Mm-hmm. We had a gay lover of Bush's who was able to look over the speech. Many people are inside. We got an email that, you know, we had that woman call and say that she was the commander of
The Monkey Sea Group.
Monkey Sea Group.
Yeah.
And she said that they were going in and shooting pretzels. And our good friend ML, one of the listeners, said he's talking about the caller we got. And he said, that was a distinguished caller you got. Monkey Group C is where all the elite monkeys are sent. As they say, Monkey C, Monkey Do. Well, that's a, I mean, I don't think you can get a stronger stronger
that's
support
their motto.
For that.
Monkey that's their see, motto. Monkey do.
That's Monkey C Group that does that.
We also got email from James. He's apparently working on the
project. James is a set designer, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the set designer, and he's the set designer, and he says that a banner saying Mission Accomplished 2, the accomplishing, will be hanging behind Bush as he presents his speech this evening. Mission Accomplished 2, the accomplishing. So.
Good. Yeah, that'll be great. Because what you really want to do is the background has to frame what the point of his speech is going to be. 866-570-PEN, 7366. We have so many people with inside information calling in here, people that know everything about what the speech is going to be. Let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jim, what do you know about the speech tonight?
That's not my real name, Penn, just to let you know.
Okay, of course. I'm calling you Jim because you asked to be called Jim, but I know that's not your real name, Mr. Charlie.
Okay. Well, this is very serious. This is not a laughing matter, so pay attention.
Okay.
At some point during the speech, Bush will use the line, the ever-changing world in which we live in. At that point, a subliminal message will be put in every American's head, and you will all become born-again Christians. I have to go.
Okay. Oh, well, now that possibly could have been a nut.
We didn't have time to check.
We didn't have them swear to God. He could have, I mean, just everything we've heard said here today, we have checked and made sure it's true. That last caller could have been a nut. That's possible.
Well,
yeah. You got any other
it can happen.
You got any other emails there?
It can happen. No, nothing yet.
Nothing yet?
I'm still reading, you know. I'm reading them.
Monkey see, monkey do. Oh, let's talk to Amy. What's up, Amy? What do you know about Bush's speech?
I just wanted to say that he is actually going to tell the truth tonight.
How do you know this? How do you know this?
Because I'm an intern for him.
Oh, you're an intern. And what's he going to say?
He's actually going to get up and say that he has not had sexual relations with anyone in his internship.
Oh, okay. So he's telling the truth tonight.
About time.
Yes, he is.
About time. About time that the president stood up on one thing he could probably say, honestly. And how long have you been an intern there?
About a year.
Uh-huh. And he's never made any sort of pass at you at all, right?
No. Mm-mm.
Nothing.
You sound sad about that.
Are you disappointed?
No, not at all. I don't think he's ever even said two intelligent words to me.
And how did you get to be an intern?
I actually just walked in one day and said, excuse me, do you have any internships open? And they said, yeah, come on in.
Okay.
No background check, nothing. It was that easy.
And you swear to God this is true?
I don't swear to God, but I will swear.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much. We don't believe her at all.
Did she make that up?
No, I think she had sex with Bush. I think she
you
absolutely
do?
Had sex. Sure. That's what she's called. That's what they do. That's what they do in the whole thing is they swear, but they don't swear to God. It's the whole thing. Let's talk to Matthew. What's up, Matthew?
How you doing, Ben?
Never been better, boss.
Bush, I think it's really going to be the biggest crowd reaction tonight is when Bush unveils his plan to introduce democracy to the Iraqi people.
Uh-huh.
He thought of a brilliant way to get them behind it, Iraqi Idol.
Uh-huh.
Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, and Dick Cheney will be the three judges.
Uh-huh.
It'll really just get the Iraqi people used to the democratic voting process.
Uh-huh.
And on top of it, you know, create some nice corporate shills for us to make money off
now,
of.
Now, who's the bad guy? Who's the Simon of those three?
Dick Cheney would be that guy. He's there with his shotgun.
Uh-huh. And are the Iraqis going to sing?
They sing, do various talents, possibly praise Allah, whoever does it.
Uh-huh. And they'll just judge them, and then people will send it. Well, you know, that's good because more people voted in American Idol than voted in the actual election. Isn't that right? In this country?
They're allowed to vote more than once.
Exactly how Bush came up with the idea.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. And you also, have you seen the speech? Is that how you know this, Matthew?
Actually, yeah. I'm Jenna Bush's friend.
Okay.
I've had access to the speech. I actually made a few corrections to it in certain places.
Okay.
Even as proofreaders don't do a good job, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. We had two of them call in, and they seem smart, but you just have to catch the more subtle things they're doing. Is that right?
Absolutely. A couple T's uncrossed,
uh-huh.
A couple upside-down T's. I'm not sure what that was about.
Okay. And, Matthew, you swear this is true. Is that right, Matthew?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I swear to Buddha.
Okay, because I don't want anybody calling up and making up garbage. Thank you so much, Matthew. You know, the Iraqi Idol is a great idea. You know, Bush, I got to tell you, I think that his approval rate is like 29%. It's the lowest it's ever been.
It should shoot way up after
It should shoot up like
Iraqi
crazy.
Idol,
when they
too.
Hear about Iraqi Idol, the Nigerian money he's going to get for the Treasury.
And finally, full use of the Justice League, I think, is a big deal.
Well, you know, I always wondered why we didn't call on the Justice League. They haven't been called on in any war, have they?
Well, we weren't sure it was just.
But now that it's a just war, we certainly have that. Do you have any other Gmails you want to read?
Yeah, we have one here. It says there's actually seven squads of spider monkeys. This is from Natasha. Not our regular Natasha.
Another Natasha? How popular are we that we have two Natashas? You know, my friend Kinky Friedman.
This one used to date some guy named Boris.
my friend Kinky Friedman, you know, yes. The guy who should have been governor of Texas, he has two friends named Ratso.
Yeah.
Two Ratzos. He has two Ratzos. And do we have two Natasha listeners?
We have two Natasha listeners.
Oh, that's so sexy.
It's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, perfect.
So there are seven spider monkey squadrons going in. They're named after the days of the week. And as I'm sure you guessed, the craziest one is called Monkey Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really nice of them. It was me saying it, so you won't play it.
Oh, that's right.
You
that's
can point
right.
at Patrick all you want. He's smart. He isn't playing it because it was me.
So the squadrons are named after the 7 days of the week, and
yep.
then they have Monkey Monday,
yep.
Monkey Wednesday, Monkey Thursday, Monkey Friday, Monkey Saturday, Monkey Sunday, and, of course, Monkey Tuesday.
Yes.
It's nice to know that all the rules are there.
Apparently, she also claims that Bush is quite eloquent when he thinks no one is listening. And she swears on Don Quixote, the book, not the guy.
So he's eloquent.
Don Quixote.
When no one is
When no one's listening, yeah. That's amazing.
Well, that's interesting.
That's real insider information there.
And let's
thank you, Natasha.
Thank you so much. I'm still reeling from the fact that we know two Natashas.
We have one here that says IR to scriptwriter. It's kind of misspelled.
let's go with Drew.
How are you doing, Drew?
What do you know about Bush's speech tonight, Drew?
Well, I've been hired as their lexical advisor, or as Cheney puts it, the guy that puts the words in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, I also have another job. I'm actually the puppeteer operating the animatronic there. You see, we got a guy doing his voice, got another guy, me, doing the actual movements because, you know, they're afraid of a terrorist attack.
Sure.
They'll know exactly where he'll be.
So you will be Bush's puppeteer?
Yeah, he's not going to walk around and go anywhere.
They hire you from Disney? They just took you straight off the lot? He was running Country Bear Jamboree
last
week.
I have a master's in English and an unfortunate background in theater.
In puppet theater, apparently.
Like I said, unfortunate.
And you've been rehearsing with the puppet and the speech?
Yes, I have. I mean, it's hard because you have to practice also with the guy that's actually doing the voice.
Since my
voice is atrocious.
So what have you learned from the speech? What are you going to be saying?
Well, one of the things that I learned that was interesting is that on their keyboard that they use, I guess, for the speech writing and the teleprompter, the Q key doesn't work. So, I mean, there's some weird phrases like, our forces will take quick and decisive action, giving the forces of Montada al Sadr no water.
Wow.
Oh.
Somebody just spilled a soda on it or something? Or is it...
I don't know. I mean, I guess. I know. Maybe it was a bad contract and they forgot to put it on there or something.
I see.
It's kind of funny. And, when all else fails, they're going to have us resort to throwing more money at people.
Uh-huh, sure.
You know, it worked before.
Yeah. The more money he spends, the better. But because of the Nigerian deal he's doing with the Treasury Department, we will have money to burn. We won't even need their oil. We'll have money to burn.
That's true. And then there was another letter they'd mentioned about the fact that they won some British lottery for approximately 100 million pounds or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know. And that somehow we had the winning ticket. You know, never, who knew?
Didn't even enter, did he? It's amazing.
Apparently not.
Oh, but he can just put it in there. Okay, well, thank you so much. I got
to
look
and
up
I
your
would
name.
Like to, and I would like to swear on this one. May Shiva strike Teller mute if I'm wrong.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Natalie. Hello, Natalie. What do you know about Bush's speech tonight?
Yes, I don't know if you guys know about Project Codename Trump. But the plan is we're going to send Donald and Rosie over there,
uh-huh.
and they're going to have sex in front of all the Iraqis,
uh-huh.
and the smell is going to be strong enough to knock everyone dead within a 2,000-mile radius.
Okay. So victory is at hand, isn't it, Natalie?
Victory is at hand. We will get through this.
Here?
You can say that I'm an employee of his brother Jeb's.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I
render personal services for him.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay. So in exchange for the personal services, you get inside information on what's going to happen in the speech? Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. I have access to his laptop after he passes out.
Isn't that the way we get all our information, really? Access to the laptop after someone passes out? And, Natalie, I feel odd asking you this, but I just have to... You're not just making this up, are you?
Oh, no, not at all. I've known the Bush family for a long, long time.
And are you willing to swear to that, Natalie?
Yes, I'm willing to swear to it on the Freemason Bible.
Okay. Right. Thank you so much, Natalie. Thank you.
Okay.
I bet you keep Jeb very, very happy.
I keep him very happy.
Yeah, I bet you do. I could tell by just talking to Natalie that she kept him very, very happy. This is Penn Jillette. We have a lot of information. I think there's no surprises left in the Bush speech tonight. We'll probably still watch it, and you're sure that everything will be accurate. We have one more. We still have a bunch of calls. We just take one. We have just enough time for one more. Hey, Jake, what do you know about the Bush speech?
Hi. I'm the same Jake that called in a while ago. The one that lives in Conway. But, all right.
How old are you, Jake?
13.
Okay, and you work for the Bush administration?
No.
Okay.
Well, actually, I was on a vacation in D.C.,
uh-huh.
and I was walking down the road, and I could have sworn I saw somebody that looked just like President Bush. So I walked up to him, and it was him. And then he just asked me how to spell United. And I looked at the thing, and I don't know quite what, but there was something about... sending, like, Stephen Colbert or something in there. I don't know why. I'm
okay.
not quite sure. I think it was called, like, Colbert Crackdown or something.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what it was.
Thank you so much, Jake. This is Penn Jillette and Michael Goudeau giving you all the news before Bush even knows it. Watch the speech tonight. Really, it's going to all be true. Justice League of America.